64 degrees here at KSCO. Now stay tuned for Let's Go Fishing with your hosts Alan Bushnell and Mike Baxter here on KSCO and KOMY. Let's Go Fishing, that's right. You're tuned into the Let's Go Fishing Show every Thursday from 7:06 to 8 p.m. right here at KSCO 1080, KOMY 1340. We got an exciting show lined up, folks. A lot of information. Monterey Bay salmon continues to be the hot pick right here in your backyard. So if you like delicious barbecued salmon, you're in the right spot. We're going to cover where to go, what to use, and how to do it. Also, we're going to tap into some resources to find some information about bay area sturgeon. Are the sturgeon biting in the bay? That's another pick that's real good in the springtime with all that runoff that's coming out of the Sacramento watershed. Bay Area sturgeon are biting. How about Bay Area lakes and reservoirs? Even the foothills, it's getting to be that time of the year. The sun is out, weather's getting good, and those reservoirs and lakes are clearing up. It's time to trout fish, whether you'd like Loch Lomond or anywhere in the whole central state foothills. We've got an expert to give us some opinions on what to use and how to do it, and that's Sepp Hendrickson with Sepp's Pro Products. So it's going to be a real exciting show. Alan Bushnell, co-host, how are you doing tonight?
Doing great, Mike. As always, it's a highlight of my week to be here, and I'm really interested in hearing what Sepp has to say. You know, I was up at Lake Isabella on my way back from Arizona last week, and I saw a couple nice fat trout being pulled in, and it made me a little jealous.
And you did a report for the Santa Cruz Sentinel this week and found out there was some limit-style action for the charter boats in the Monterey Bay. Is that right?
Well, that's right. It was tough fishing with the weather last week. I guess Thursday they had a window of opportunity. But at the beginning of the week, some of the Monterey boats actually got limits, Mike, limit-style fishing. The boats out of Santa Cruz, it was more like fish or rod or so, a little bit tougher. But we'll talk a little bit more about that later. Lot of fish out there, this is the bottom line.
Yeah, very good. It's really nice. The sun is out, the high pressure's built, little northwest wind. This is ideal spring-like conditions. So stay tuned to the Let's Go Fishing Show. We got an outside caller, it looks like line one. Let's take that before we get even more information. If you're deciding to go fishing this weekend and you're wondering where to go or how to do it, we got a real nice show lined up for you on the Let's Go Fishing Show. Again, your host, Mike Baxter and Alan Bushnell. Let's check in with, it looks like, Jeff on line one. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, you got Sepp here, guy.
Oh, okay. I don't know why he put Jeff on the monitor, but compared to your show, Sepp, we're just trying to keep the ball rolling here. We're amateurs compared to you, but I'll tell you what we're going to do. If you don't mind holding a minute, we're going to go into a quick break, keep the crowd interest peaked here. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, again, Sepp Hendrickson with Sepp's Pro Products. Sepp, just give us a little teaser. What are you going to tell us about?
I'm going to tell you about great sturgeon action, then we're going to get into nothing but trout. Trout, trout, trout. It's going to be busted wide open.
Oh, fantastic. We look forward to that. Again, folks, stay tuned to the Let's Go Fishing Show. When we get back, we're going to talk to Sepp himself from Sepp's Pro Products. He's going to tell us how the Bay Area sturgeon bite has been, and he's going to fill us in on how to do it, where to go, and how to catch trout springtime, the greater Central Coast Bay Area lakes and reservoirs for trout. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
After 25 years of excellent customer service in our community, Dave Dawson is now working as a realtor with Bailey Properties. Dave's success is a combination of his local knowledge and his ability to produce results and please his clients. If you or anyone you know is considering buying or selling any real estate, you need to call Dave Dawson at 901-2856. That's Dave Dawson at Bailey Properties, 901-2856.
You know, hiring a contractor to do your home improvement is like fishing. Sometimes, well, most of the time, you never know what you're going to get. When it comes to your roof, Warren Knox at Knox Roofing wants you know what you're going to get, and that's a roof worth keeping. Knox Roofing takes pride in their work, and that's why they're the most chosen roofing contractor in the area. Give Knox Roofing a call in Santa Cruz, 461-0634. In Monterey, 831-394-0110, or check them out at knoxroofing.com.
Thank you.
Bayside Marine, a complete tackle store. Up-to-the-minute reports from local fishermen. The finest tackle from sport to commercial gear. CalStar, Shimano, Lamaglass, Penn, from long-range Mexico gear to the hottest salmon gear of the Northwest. Bayside Marine has it all. Call the hotline at 464-3474. Remember, we're on the web at BaysideMarineSC.com or call the shop at 475-2173. Stop by on your way to the boat ramp, pick up your ice, food, beer, bait, and tackle. Then say hi to Todd and get the latest scoop. Remember, we're Bayside Marine. Give us a call at 475-2173. A part of our community, a part of culture, the Santa Cruz Harbor, with a brand new launch ramp, a great washdown and fish cleaning facilities. Sport fishermen call this protected port haven. The Santa Cruz Harbor is ideal for all boaters with berthing and end ties. Find rigging, tackle, charters, and great restaurants in the harbor. With full hookups, you can bring your RV and even take a scenic stroll around the harbor. The Santa Cruz Harbor welcomes you. You know how to put money into your IRA, but do you know how to take it out? Do you know the smartest way to withdraw money at 55 or even 45? And how will the new rules affect your required minimum distributions? To see how Smith Barney can help you navigate the complicated tax laws regarding IRAs, call P. Middlecoff, financial consultant at 479-5100. That's 479-5100 for Pete Middlecoff. Citigroup Global Markets Incorporated, member SIPC. Smith Barney is a division of Citigroup Global Markets Incorporated and does not provide tax advice. Consult your tax advisor for guidance.
Let's go fishing. That's right. You're tuned into the Let's Go Fishing Show. Your hosts, Mike Baxter and Alan Bushnell, every Thursday from 7:06 to 8 p.m., a convenient time. So if you're heading out to go fishing this weekend, stay tuned. We've got a lot of great reports for you, whether it's freshwater, saltwater, even in the brackish bay for sturgeon. You'll hear it here on KSCO 1080, KMY 1340. And let's check in with our pal, Sepp Hendrickson, who is going to give us some tips on Bay Area fishing and trout fishing in the greater area. How are you doing tonight, Sepp?
Outstanding. I hope both of you guys are doing well.
We're doing real good.
Sure are.
We're kind of curious about, you know, how the fishing rumors circulate, Sepp. I had rumors that you were fishing with some of the hard hitters for sturgeon in the Bay Area. Can you tell us what you caught and how that went?
You know, I went out with Rich Tipton of Lucky Strike Fishing. He's been a friend and a member of our pro staff for a couple of years. He's taken me out before, but this time he was really egging me on. Come on out, it's good. And everybody else is telling me how slow it is.
Yeah.
And I've been hearing his reports. They were great. He's getting, you know, 6, 8, 10, up to 12, 13 fish a day, which is, you know, some people go their whole life and never catch one.
Yeah, really. What kind of techniques does he use, if you can reveal them with us, Seb?
I'll tell you, he uses stealth when he's pulling in. The first thing he does is he scans the area looking for fish, pays attention on the shoreline, where they were, moves up a little bit above them without going over them again, drops the anchor way up above, and then slowly lets the line out and drift back to where he wants to fish and then cast back to the fish. So it's kind of a stealth factor. That's the number one thing he's doing, and he's lowering his anchor so slow it's on a crawl.
He's kind of known for fishing, he's known for fishing real shallow. He's a real finesse fisherman for sturgeon,
isn't
he?
That's right. Okay. He's been in 8 feet of water fishing before. But, you know, he does the basics of fishing. He fishes very smart, but the thing that separates him from everybody else that's out there, in my opinion, is his bait. He's using row, and whatever he does to his row is magic. And if people are using row to catch the sturgeon and they aren't catching fish, they need to change it and do something else to it. Try a different cure, try a different flavor or whatever or scent to it. But he's got it wired.
Now, Seth, is that salmon row or herring row?
Salmon row.
Salmon row.
It's salmon row that he doesn't even bother to cure it. He just puts it into packages, adds whatever to it, and then takes it out of the freezer when he's ready, and those fish gobble it.
Wow.
I had the opportunity to go out with the president of the Fish and Game Commission, Michael Flores, and the past president, who's just been reassigned to the Fish and Game Commission, Mr. Jim Kellogg. We're pretty good friends. We go hunting every now and then together. And they kept saying, we want to go sturgeon, we want to go sturgeon. I'll tell you, we got 7 fish. We hooked up with 7. We got 6 to the boat. And three of the guys that were with us got their first sturgeon that they've ever caught in their life. And I'll tell you, there was a lot of laughter going on that boat.
Wow, a lot of laughs and a lot of talent on board. There's a lot of years of experience on that boat.
Well, we've had a lot of years of inexperience, too.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. So what would be a general area for someone if they're on a private boat that they might want to look for some sturgeon in the bay?
Well, the water levels were real high in both the San Joaquin County areas of the Delta as well as the Contra Costa County, which is generally the western end of the Delta, the northwestern end of the Delta, those waters that were real high. But what happened is yesterday at noon, they opened it up to private boaters again. Two guys could go out there, so it was okay to go fishing. Mm-hmm. But if you fish around the Mothball Fleet, up towards Montezuma Sloughs, the Sassoon Cut, and up partway, we saw them all the way up towards Pittsburgh working the water, and we marked fish everywhere. There's a lot of sturgeon out there swimming around, and if you've got the right bait and the patience, you're going to get into fish.
Well, that sounds like a great report. Salmon roe, find a cure that works. If they're not biting it, you might need to do something else to it. That sounds like good fun. The only problem, Seth, I don't think they'd bite a Dodger or a Seps grub very good, so if a guy had some of that in his tackle box and wanted to go get some trout or bass, what would you recommend?
I'd recommend he go trout fishing anyway. Don't get me wrong. You know, I just do this sturgeon stuff every now and then.
Yeah.
You know, all of our lakes in Northern California, Central California, Southern California, this is the time of year that the Department of Fish and Game has gone into those recreational facilities and loaded them up with fish. They know we're anxious. They know we're loaded up with, you know, cabin fever, ready to hit it.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got the lakes ready for too, with lots of fish already in them.
You can
go out and do just about any technique you want from shoreline and from a boat, and probably have pretty good success right now.
What are a few names?
You really got to watch for are that off-colored water, stained water, or brown water from all the runoff that we've been having.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to put more scent on and probably slow down a little bit or use lures with a lot of vibration built into them to attract those fish, because they're going to sense the vibrations and they'll move in closer rather than utilizing their eyesight to get in closer to an object that's going by.
All right. So, Seb, since it's a little out of my area, what are a couple of names of reservoirs or lakes that you would think would be good this time of the year while there's still a lot of runoff and maybe some murky water?
Well, I'll tell you where there's some great fishing going on right now is Don Pedro Reservoir out in the foothills, out in the gold country. I got a call from one of the guides just a few minutes ago. I'm lining up my show for Saturday morning right now. And he said, Seth, it's absolutely great out there. Nice rainbow trout in the 1.5 to about 3-pound range are available. And what they've got is the real plus, not only some kokanee salmon in the lake that are just starting to hit, but the big landlocked king salmon that are in the lake. When I say big, we're talking probably 16 inches up to about 4 or 5 pounds and larger are available in the lake. Not a lot of them. But, boy, if you get there, a lot of the guys are using the putting a small rotary killer like Scotty used to make on there,
mm-hmm.
and rolling a pond smelt or rolling a little shad or even an anchovy back there. They're having great success for those landlocked kings.
How about further to the north? Any other lakes or reservoirs up in that direction?
Well, further north, there's just a bevy of them. But, you know, Pardee just put out an 11.5-pound brown trout the other day, an absolutely gorgeous fish. And you just keep moving right on up. Folsom Lake has got a crazy bite going on. One day you can get 25 landlocked king salmon. The next day you might only get 5. But they're running anywhere from 13 up to 18, 19 inches right now. And if you hit it on the right day, you're going to have a handful of fun. Right in front of the dam up there at Folsom, magic depth's been about 16 to 23 feet. And they see a lot of fish down deep, around 55 feet. They can't get them to hit for any reason. We're not sure what they are.
All right. Give us some lures of choice. I know I always say it every time I have it as a guest. I've been using your stuff since I was a kid trout fishing with worms or grubs tailed behind the flashers. But give us some tips on what to use.
Well, like I said, water quality is going to be brewing, yes, but the amount of vision that the fish will have in the water. So you want to create as much vibration. That's done by using small dodgers or by using flashers. Those flashers increase the amount of vibration coming off. The fish can feel it even further away. It will attract them in like it's a school of minnows swimming by, and they're going to look just like we do for the last one to pick off and then grab the next one. But if they do it right and you've done it right, they're going to be slamming that last lure trailing back there. And whatever you do, scoop it up with a lot of scent.
All right. Now, I think I mentioned to you every year, thank you very much for the grubs you donate for the perch tournament we do.
It's our pleasure.
I don't know if the grubs work. Yeah, I don't know if you had perch in mind when you made them, but you've got quite a following here. The light pink, the olive ones with the dark flake, those are real hot lures for the walleye as well as the barred surf perch here. So thanks again, and those have been real good producers.
It's our pleasure to help support that event.
And I've seen, too, on your site, www.seps.com, find Seps Pro Fishing Lures there. You can also shop online or listen to them even better yet, California Sportsman, 1140 KHTK, Saturday mornings, 6 to 8 a.m., great show. Sep, we sure appreciate your input.
Hey, guys, it's my pleasure. You have a great one. Have a great show tonight. And all you guys, get out there and go fishing. It's time, man. It's time.
All right. You heard it here from the king himself, Sep Hendrickson. Thanks a lot, and say hi to your lovely wife, and hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot, guys. We appreciate it.
Take care. And that's great. Well, you heard it from the source. Don Pedro sounded like his best pick, didn't it, Alan?
Well, I think I might want to go for Folsom, Mike. Thinking about those landlocked salmon. I wouldn't mind just a 5-fish day. I wouldn't consider that a failure at all.
Yeah, that sounds fun. I got to do some camping, some trout fishing myself. And if you're looking for salmon that aren't 16 to 18 inches, but maybe 16 to 18 pounds, we've got them right here in the Monterey Bay. And probably no one better to check in on the local beat, especially the private boat action, than Todd Frazier from Bayside Marine.
That's right.
Todd, how you doing tonight?
Good. How you doing?
Good, good. I've heard some great stories from even straight out of Santa Cruz, Moss Landing, early limits of nice plump salmon. What are you hearing down there?
Well, I've been hearing a lot of good things, a lot of limits, and I've actually been catching my limits also. Every trip I've been out here, even when we were getting them earlier in the year straight out of Santa Cruz, I've been getting mine too. And I recently just went down to Pajaro, just about 9 miles on the 140 heading out of Santa Cruz here, and put them in about 180 feet of water 2 days straight. We had 8 fish, so perfect limits early by 11 o'clock, and we weren't leaving the dock till about 8.
Wow, and despite the northwest wind and high pressure, which is ideal for salmon, it's been nice in the bay. Having these restrictions on the outer waters kind of helps keep us tucked inside the bay, and the weather hasn't been bad at all in the morning, has it?
No, it actually finally switched after all these rainstorms, and it's been flat calm for the past about 3-4 days. It's like a little front's going to come in, but the mornings are looking decent. So I think guys are going to still run early in the morning. And today there was guys done over about 45, 50 minutes.
Okay, and they were doing the same 140-degree run down towards Pajaro, which is a real convenient run from Santa Cruz. And what's the hot ticket? It sounds like these fish are coming into shallower water and closer to the surface.
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit tighter to the beach, and a lot of guys are getting fish on the hoochies and the bait down with the kajikis and the purple haze and the blue glow. Green glow's been solid. And they've been hammering them on the crocodiles. Red crocodiles have been good. Just seems like you got to check your gear because the shallow water fishing is really tough with the kelp this year. I mean, there's a lot of logs, there's a lot of seaweed and kelp out in the water. You need to watch your line.
There's a lot of rips, isn't there, holding
you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but there's more bait than I've seen in a long time. I mean, it's literally boiling on the surface, almost looks like Mexico.
Okay, so really good conditions. And when you said tight to the beach, what depth of water were you in again, Todd?
We fished anywhere from 190 into 150, 160 mostly. And most of our fish have been coming a little higher up, about 70 to 100 feet down.
Yeah, it's nice. That wind's cooled off the water, oxygenated, and those fish come up, and they're biting a lot more aggressive than they were early in the season during the low-pressure systems.
Yeah, even the moochers are starting to do better, too. You know, some of the party boats got close to limits, and things are definitely looking up.
And tell us about bait. How's the bait supply for the guys that like to fish anchovies or herring for salmon? How's the bait supply look this year, Todd?
Well, so far, so good. The Grace Harbor trays I have in stock, and I pretty much bought all the rest of the Grace Harbor that there was available, and we're going to be looking at maybe a shortage of the Grace, but still good bait from Moss Landing that's coming out, and still some solid herring that I'm selling, and the guys running the hoochies, you know, I've been running the hoochies pretty solid and doing real well with those too, with that kajiki.
Uh-huh. They work good, too. When there's a little bit of debris in the water, they'll keep fishing. If there's a piece of a kelp on it for a minute, then it comes off and it doesn't scratch up the bait. It'll keep fishing. So some good advice, Todd. It looks like there's a low pressure coming in, a little chance of showers, but luckily that predominant wind direction is going to continue to be out of the west, northwest, It looks pretty nice in the bay, 5 to 15 knots of wind. It looks like, I think it was Saturday, there might be a little more wind, but I think it's going to be fishable all weekend.
Yeah, you know, the weatherman, you know, this year it's been hard to call. And I'd say this weekend's going to be good. My call is the morning, you know, definitely get out here early and get your limits. Cause the fish are biting, you know, you get your limits by 8, 9, 10 o'clock and go home.
The early bird gets the worm. Now tell us, there's rumors of a white sea bass that was caught. Is that true or is it myth?
No, it's confirmed. I did see the bass. It was about a 15 pounder in 130 to 150 feet of water. And just trolling back in from fishing a rough day here on Joe Stoops' charters. He was fishing out of Chartel, and he had it on the troll just trying to tack in because the seas were so rough right around the lighthouse point.
Wow. So there was a white sea bass. So there might be a white sea bass season and a lot of bait out there in the bay right now. Again, check out Todd's website, his hotline for fish reports, which I get occasional call at my house that my number is a little bit similar to your hotline. So I always get a kick out of that when I get a call at home. But give out the phone number to your hotline and your website. I always appreciate your updated reports that are put up daily with the photos.
Sure. It's 464-3474, and that's 831 area code. And you can get me on the web at www.baysidemarinesdlikesantacruz.com. Or you call me at the shop. That's always good at 475-2173 for a daily update.
Fantastic. And if you didn't get those numbers, always feel free to call us here at the show. Todd Frazier from Bayside Marine, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too.
And we got a great show lined up, don't we, Alan?
Yeah, and, you know, I really appreciate Todd Frazier from Bayside Marine. He's been a great sponsor for this show. And I'd urge people to check out his website. He's really good about doing daily reports, and he gets all the information. He has his radio on all day, and people constantly call in and tell him what they're doing and how they're doing it. And he sees the fish because he takes pictures and publishes them on his website, too. So it's a real great resource.
I think the cool thing, Alan, is unfortunately we went through a scare with regulations for sport fishing this year, but I've gotten a real general sense of unity amongst fishermen and wanting to support the local tackle stores, the charter boats, and really kind of an alliance where it used to be more of a subsidy sport where we all went out greedily trying to get a salmon to cook.
True.
Now there's more of a brotherhood spirit. There's a little more unity and support for the people that are trying to make a living in the industry, which I respect.
Yeah, Mike, you know, I couldn't have said it better. It's the adversity really has brought us together. And what happened with the salmon thing and with the MPA process right now shows that we have to speak with a unified voice. And then that other thing has happened that, some of the little bickering and stuff has really kind of dropped off, and over the past couple of years I've really noticed that too.
Yep. So support the shops and everyone that supports the Let's Go Fishing Show. Tons of resources out there. This show is also archived at shiptoshoreradio.com. You can find, as I always say, amazing results at the Let's Go Fishing Radio Show.com, where there's links to places like Bayside Marine and the other spots that give reports and weather links and even information about the perch tournament, that kind of stuff. So also, or tell your friends that they can always stream the show live, or if you live in an area where it's difficult to pick it up, you can always get it online at www.ksco.com. You can stream it live online. So
That's real convenient. You just turn on your computer. You can pick it up in New Jersey if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very nice.
And stay tuned. We've got a lot more coming up. We're going to, of course, check in with Chad Woods. He keeps us abreast of the South Coast bite. And, yes, there's rumors of white sea bass with a white hot bite on white sea bass down south. Are some of those fish heading up here? We're going to find out what's really going on at the Channel Islands and the white sea bass from Chad Woods from sportfishingreport.com. So stay tuned. And also, Alan, I think we've got a little trivial pursuit as far as knowledge based on salmon. Now, this season, you might have noticed there's a lot of salmon with varied colored meat. What does that mean? That means some salmon are very red in color, their meat is, and some is much more pale or opaque, almost a tan color. Why is that? Well, stay tuned to the Let's Go Fishing Show, and we will tell you. So don't touch the dial. We'll be right back with more of the Let's Go Fishing Radio Show.
put Lake Nacimiento Resort on your list this year. For a fun-filled family destination that has something for everyone, including six campgrounds.
Ooh, that smells good.
From walk-ins to full RV hookups, visit Lake Nacimiento Resort. If roughing it's not your style, nestle into one of the Lakeview lodges.
Ooh, this place is nice.
And make sure to check the menu at the Lakeshore Cafe. With 165 miles of shoreline, it's easy to find a private spot to fish. The resort marina also has a full line of boat rentals, from fishing skiffs to ski boats, for even more family fun. For reservations and information, call 800-323-3839 extension 2 or check the website at www.nacimientoresort.com.
Feeling stressed? Why not get away from it all? Imagine the beauty of nature, the sounds of silence. Go fishing.
Son, isn't this wonderful? No neighbors, no phones, no TV.
Dad, how many kinds of fish are there?
Hundreds, maybe thousands. I don't know exactly.
Thousands? That's a lot of fish.
Well, let's just see if we can catch one or two today. Fishing with a family can yield memories that will last a lifetime. With the gear available today, fishing is easy, and Outdoor World has waders and waterproof boots to keep you dry, tackle boxes, fishing vests, and carrying cases to keep your gear handy, reels, and just the right bait to make a difference. At Outdoor World, you'll find everything you need except for the fish. Outdoor World on 41st Avenue in Capitola, on Front Street in Santa Cruz, and on North Fremont Street in Monterey. See our weekly ad in the Good Times and the Monterey County Weekly. Outdoor World, when it's time to get away.
Some say the best way to fish Monterey Bay is a small charter or six-pack boat. One thing's for sure, you can't go wrong booking a trip with Real Sports Fishing with Captain Jimmy Charter. Jerry Brooks and Jim Rubin run fast, roomy boats with top-notch gear and the latest electronics. Whether halibut, salmon, or albacore is your prey, Captain Jimmy and Real Sports Fishing get you there quick and maximize your catch. For a custom fishing trip, call Captain Jimmy at 831-662-3020 or Real Sports Fishing at 831-465-0639.
ICOM Marine products are simply the best. When your safety at sea depends on communication, trust ICOM radios, handhelds, VHFs, and single sidebands. ICOM is the leader of the industry. With a full line of VHF radios equipped with digital selective calling, depend on ICOM. Their products are second to none. Find ICOM radios at Johnson Hicks or any fine dealer near you. Check online at www.icomamerica.com. ICOM, simply the best. Central Valley Marine makes your fun serious. With Grady White boats and Yamaha engines, the customer always comes first at Central Valley Marine. Find perfectly crafted Grady White boats outfitted with four-stroke Yamaha outboards at a business with 30 years of experience. Central Valley Marine. Phone 1-800-974-4286. In Campbell on South Bascom, Central Valley Marine. 800-974-4286.
Let's go fishing. That's right. You're tuned in to the Let's Go Fishing Show here on KSCO 1080 KOMY 1340. Stream live at www.ksco. Also archived at Ship to Shore Radio. And you can find out a lot of the information at our own site, which is the Let's Go Fishing Radio Show.com. Find links to all the sponsors and all of the regular contributors to the show. And speaking of that, Alan, there were some limits on the charter boats caught this week you found when you did your report for the Santa Cruz Sentinel. Is that right?
We were a bit chagrined that some of those guys from down south did a little bit better than some of us guys from this side of the bay.
Well, them's fighting words, Alan.
Well, you know, it's just the truth, Mike.
If the shoe fits, where is it? Where? But I was just glad to hear that some charter boats got limits mooching for salmon. That's a great report. And who better to check in on that to get the actual information from Chris Arcaleo. Chris's Fishing Trips in Monterey. Chris, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing good. What's happening up there?
Well, Al and I are having a little arm wrestling match over who got limits and how and where.
I think Kicker got limits, but he only got limits, I think, for seven guys total, I mean, between all the limits. So, I mean, I don't think it was
too big a deal.
Nothing.
But it was a great couple of days of fishing here.
And they're big fish. They're big, plump fish, aren't they?
They are. They're real nice stuff. Yeah. Most of the fish are anywhere, you know, 10 to 15 pounds, but we had some in the 20s and 30s even.
Now, what's been going on? Is there some bait schools that are off the Soldiers Club, or are the guys running a little closer to Moss Landing? What's been going on?
No, actually, we're fishing outside the Soldiers Club in deep water and just mm-hmm. looking for bait schools. And, you know, it's been in the canyon itself, actually.
Yeah, kind of on the outside there. Are the fish coming up shallower, Chris, due to
the wind? They are. We had a lot of fish that they told me most of the fish were like at 100 feet or 120 feet or 80 feet, you know, that which is a big difference than 300 feet.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that as soon as that northwest blows, they come up to the surface. They seem to get shallower, more aggressive, and they bite better.
They do. So when it keeps blowing northwest, you'll have them right under the boat. And long, it just keeps getting that water colder and dirtier and more plankton and more feed, and it just keep coming shallower all the time.
Yeah, it's repetitive, but every year we mention that, and you'll see it. When that northwest wind blows, they bite better. A little bit of a front coming through, it looks like, chance of showers, but they're still calling for wind out of the north, so I don't think the low is very strong. I think those fish will keep biting through the weekend. How are your bookings looking down there in Monterey, Chris?
The bookings are good. Yeah, we've got good bookings for through April. You know, I think more this year really told me more that people want to go fishing. You know, it's, you know, a lot of years you get, hey, are you catching? And are you getting limits? And I don't think that's the case anymore. I think that if they feel they've got a chance to catch one, they're going fishing. They want out.
That's how I feel. You read my mind. Tell me, have you? I know you usually want to get out there. Have you been out yet this season?
No. No. Well, we haven't had the opportunity. Usually, when I get the chance to go, it's early limits and let's go again. But.
Okay. That's right. And I usually hear Tinker taking you out in the afternoon when he's come in real early.
Exactly.
With some of the regulars. Tell me this. What boats are you booking trips for now, Chris?
The Caroline, mm-hmm. the Star of Monterey, and the Checkmate.
Okay. And weekend, weekdays, they're all available, I'll bet.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. We'll say hi to the guys, Chris.
And
we'll
appreciate
the report. Give us the phone number again to run out of Monterey aboard the charter boats there.
Yeah, 831-375-5951.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Have a good evening.
Bye-bye.
And we heard it from the source there. They had some limits there this week. And private boaters, I mean, if you've got your own boat or your neighbor does and it's safe, you know, make sure it's running good. But I'll tell you, like Todd said, the early bird gets the worm. I had quite a few friends the last couple days, even staying right outside of Santa Cruz. You know, if you need two fish, maybe four, just look around, 100, 180 to 240 feet of water. If you see a school of bait, I mean, what I've been hearing is you're going to get a fish or two off of that school of bait. So,
but yeah, Mike, and, you know, also, as you have taught us, you don't necessarily have to see the bait on the scope. You know, look for other signs, too. Look for the rip currents. Look for birds sitting on the water. Okay, often if you drop into the middle of the birds or up on the upstream side of them, you're going to get into some fish. They're there for a reason.
Yeah, and I think our topic for the night, which we'll probably talk about later, but I've been talking to a lot of people, and I've eaten some salmon myself, that some is very red and marbled and really nice. All of these fish really look like springers. The Feather River spring salmon are predominant in our area this time of the year. They're very plump. They have a little bit of grayish on the belly side, and what you find is you see those fish here, and then all of a sudden you hear about big numbers on the Feather River, and then the smaller 8 to 10 or 12 pounders kind of move in that are a little skinnier. They haven't plumped up yet, but They're rich fish. They're marbled, a lot of fat in them, delicious. But have you noticed, Alan, what I'm talking about, which is some are very red and some aren't?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I went out on Sunday, opening weekend, with Jimmy, Captain Jimmy, on the Becky Ann. I brought two fish home. One of them was as red as could be. The other one was very pale. My kids enjoyed eating them both, but it was a marked difference in color.
Yeah, there's definitely a time when you catch a few and your friend says, hey, can I have a flay? And you just happen to give them the one that's a little more tan, not quite as red.
Yeah.
But what we're going to do is talk to you about exactly why that is. Are those farm fish or not? Are they hatchery-raised fish? What is it? Why are they redder? Well, we're going to answer that question here in a little bit, so stay tuned. And keep in mind, folks, I got to tell you that a lot of the contributors to the show are regular callers. They're in business. They're sponsors. But What we're looking for is anyone that fishes regular. Remember, like we always say, it's not Alan and Mike's show. It's our show. We're here to bring a fishing show to the community. So if you're a regular fisherman, give us a call, 477-1340. Just like on the dial, or 479-1080. It's our fishing show. Give us a call. What we're looking for is pretty much where, what, why, and how.
So exactly. We want to hear about what you did last weekend or what you're planning for next weekend.
And you're not bragging, and I think we've all learned that you got to share some information once in a while to learn it. So if you want to give us a call again, 479-1080, it's our fishing show. If you've been out, I know a lot of you guys give me feedback on the beach there that listen, and that you go to lakes regularly or you fish in the ocean here. So feel free to give us a call. It's not like you're trying to brag. You're just sharing some information with the gang, where, what, why, and how. And when you call, I'll ask you where at, how deep, what color, and when. So give us a call. Anyway, when it comes to straight information and a broad coverage area, a man that really stays on tap of what's biting, that's Chad Woods from sportfishingreport.com. Chad, how are you doing tonight?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you guys tonight?
We're getting excited. There's some limits of salmon coming on the charter boats in Monterey Bay. The sport guys are doing real good. Before you tantalize us with the white hot white sea bass bite that might be taking place down south and confirming rumors of albacore, can I ask you, I think you've got a charter aboard the Stagnero boat, the Velocity, coming up. Is that right?
Yeah, we do have a trip on the new boat, the Velocity, out of Stagnero's in Santa Cruz. It's on Friday, May 19th, and we'll be targeting king salmon.
Okay. And
so
are you coming up?
We'll see that bite continue to be good and get some of the passengers out there to fish with us. And we'll document the trip and we'll put it up on the website. Usually we try to take photos of all the people and
make
a big deal out of it. We have accurate pliers that we're going to be giving away from Accurate Fishing Products. They have these new Piranha pliers that are high-end aluminum pop pliers with replaceable teeth and cutters. And the retail value, like $150, so a nice chance to win a good prize while you're out there, too.
Yeah, and it's a good gang. You might network. You might meet some guys from down south that fish white sea bass or albacore, and, you know, you might make a connection. I know I've kind of followed on your site. A real good group of guys. There's some prizes to be had, but a good trip. I mean, besides going with Kenny Stagner on the Velocity, which has a galley on board and a good time to be had, it's a good group of guys, and it's a way to network. So if you're curious about white sea bass or fishing down south more often, that's a really good chance to get to know a few people. And talk more about long-range trips or other trips you might be interested down south. So again, May 19th, aboard the Velocity. If you need information on it, you can find it either through us here at the radio show or at sportfishingreport.com. Now that we got that taken care of, Chad, what's really going on in the white sea bass department?
Well, I got a call this morning at about 8:30 from Captain Joe on the Mirage, and he told me last week that there were a lot of fish out there. Well, today they bit, and he had limits for his passengers by 9 in the morning. Good-sized fish, lots of squid around. Ended up finishing up with limits of rockfish, quality rockfish out at Santa Rosa Island. And he was just happened to be the only guy out there. I would think this weekend there would be more of the party boats out there and maybe even a few of the private boaters getting in on this. We're starting, you know, we're moving into that full moon, and it usually we see that the bite's really good, like right before the full moon and right after it, and so that whole moon cycle works pretty good on the sea bass, and I have a feeling that will continue. There's also some sea bass being caught at the closer island, Santa Cruz, Anacapa area. Steve Kelly on the Island Tech had 3 fish today, so usually when he starts to hone in on the fish, you'll see that the counts on those closer boats start to go up too. So I think it's about ready to get pretty exciting on the white sea bass front.
Okay, well, I love your reports. A couple weeks ago, you used a term that both perked Alan and myself. Our eyes lit up when you said it, and it was the term when the squid start to boil. Are the squid coming? Was that the term?
No, it was when the squid start to bubble.
Oh yeah, when the squid
bubble.
Are the squid bubbling, Chad?
Yeah, the squid's pretty easy to make right now. And you know what's interesting is when I talked to Joe today, like traditionally we fish the white sea bass, we do a dropper loop with a heavy sinker and we send it down and we fish near the bottom for them. And today they weren't biting on the bottom. They were catching them on like quarter ounce, half ounce lead heads, white lead heads with squid pinned on it. So they were getting them on the drop and through the water column.
Sounds like the squid is bubbling to me.
Yeah.
Well, it's just the white sea bass, Chad, is just such an exciting fish to catch. They're so strong and they're so fast, just getting one hook doesn't mean you're going to bring it to the boat.
Oh, I know. Last year at Santa Rosa on the north side of the island, they had a bite for a couple of weeks where the average fish was 35 to 45 pounds with a few fish over 50. So, they're fishing the same areas, and we just got to get that big school of fish to come through, and, everyone will have a good day.
Right
now they're in their spawn, so they tend to be pretty active, and we have a couple trips coming up. You can check out the website. We do have one with Joe on the Mirage and one with Pat Kavanaugh, former captain of the Excel. He runs Pacific Dawn, so those are available for registration on our website, just like the Stagnero salmon trip. The other thing that is really exciting is the water temps in Southern California are looking very conducive to tuna fishing. There's been reports from some spotter planes of seeing albacore and bluefin tuna, and we did have one guy go out last weekend, Marcus, on the new Loan out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. He went out to the tuna grounds, and the weather came up, and, well, usually early in the season, the albacore are not the big beefy ones that, well, you guys are used to catching, but, mm-hmm. Smaller models. And typically we find that they're a little more sensitive to weather and swell and stuff. So they didn't really get any of those suckers to bite. But there's a lot of optimism down here, and there will be a few boats. Bill Kavanaugh on the Pacific Queen is actually leaving tonight on a 2.5-day trip. It's a San Martin trip, but he said he would probably plan some time searching the albacore grounds for some of the white meat tuna.
Well, fantastic. That was going to be my next question. What's really going on in the albacore department? It's not too early. I know it just quit raining up here, but I'll tell you, those first albacore scores are probably days away down south, so we'll find out more. Again, always check out his site, sportfishingreport.com. Chad Woods, thanks for the information. And again, May 19th, a trip aboard the Velocity, the Stagnero boat, so that'd be a real good one to hop on for good fun prizes and to network with some of the South Coast boys.
Thank you very much. Talk to you guys next week.
All right, Chad, thanks for the report. Have a good night. And before we go to the break, it looks like a local pal of ours, Captain Jimmy from Captain Jimmy Sport Fishing aboard the Becky Ann, has given us a shout. How are you doing tonight, Jimmy?
Good, Mike. How are you now and doing?
Good, good. We want to find out how the six-pack boats, we heard from charter boats, and we got some reports from private boats, but what's new with you on the six-pack boat, the Becky Ann?
The last 3 days, we've been real well.
Oh, good.
Yeah, over a fish for rods.
All right.
Nice quality fish. We catch them at spring. You know where the spring is?
Oh, I do, but let's not reveal that.
Don't tell nobody, okay, Mike? I know where it is.
I know where the spring is, but I was going to say, I've got the red button here. Don't make me push it if you're going to start giving coordinates out to that spring.
Yeah.
I forget who I took. I know I stole that spot. I'd love to say that it was my own spot, but I think I took it from Tim from the Makairo. I've taken a few spots from him, but it's a good old faithful. I don't know why. You can always drop in there and catch one.
Hey, there's fish always there, but don't tell Tim because I want to know to run it.
Jim, it'll be our little secret. Now, what are you doing? Are you mooching? Are you trolling?
Yeah, we were trolling the last 2 days. We did. Right. Got 8 fish today and 6 yesterday.
Fantastic. Are you able to get deep enough without downriggers? Are you using downriggers? What's the tip?
Using downriggers, but actually today we got 2 of them on the pop-off, popping the releases off, bringing them in to check the baits and stuff and hooked them up coming up.
Some big fat salmon, too, huh?
Nice one.
Now, tell me, are you seeing some that are red and some that are a little bit tan?
Most, today, they're all nice and red.
Yeah, they all taste the same, but, maybe they don't. Maybe they do. I think
they all eat the same.
Yeah, you smoke them up, cook them, they're all delicious.
The main thing is make sure you bleed them and gut them correctly, and they're good.
Good fish handling. Now, are you still crabbing? A couple weeks ago, you got a report about crab. You still doing a little crab combo?
Yeah, we're still doing a combo trips.
All right. I mean, you can't beat it. What do you think, Alan? Salmon fishing, crabbing, and Jimmy's winning personality.
It's like a gourmet feast all around.
There you go.
There it is.
Hey,
you guys are awesome.
Give us a little tip there if you're on a private boat or what would you recommend? Get out there early. What's some advice?
Early.
Okay.
Early bite.
Early bird gets the worm. Are you using bait? Hoochies? What's the ticket
for
salmon?
White hoochies.
All right. Don't reinvent
the wheel.
Yeah, don't reinvent the wheel. Use a purple haze or a white hoochie.
Purple haze and the white hoochie and the crocodile spoon.
All right, Captain Jim, you say hi to the boys. Have a good weekend, and give us the phone number. If you want to go on your own fishing trip with your friends, a six-pack boat, beautiful, fast, clean, brand new, the Becky Ann, give us the number.
Okay, thanks, Mike. It's 831-662-3020.
And again, we've got all those numbers here and on the site. Jim, you have a good weekend.
All right, Mike. You and Alan, too.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
And stay tuned. One last break, and then we're going to get back to you finally with the scientific information. Alan Bushnell is going to bestow upon us the exact reasons why salmon are red. Don't touch the dial. We'll be right back.
Serious sport fishermen rely on Raymarine's high-definition digital fish finders to increase their chances of seeing and catching more fish. And so should you. Johnson Hicks offers the new Raymarine A-Series fish finders with patented award-winning HD technology. The digital fish finders deliver the sharpest underwater imagery available anywhere. Not to mention true hands-off operation and no compromise performance. Choose from a 4, 5, or 6-inch display. The new C-Series also offers HD technology. Simply add Raymarine's black box sounder. Choose from a 4, 7, or 12-inch display. Find Raymarine online at www.raymarine.com or call Johnson Hicks at 831-475-3383 for more information. That's 831-475-3383.
Let me introduce Live Oak Cafe, a wonderful cafe that specializes in espresso drinks, coffee and tea, as well as their cold beverages and juices. Besides the delicious breakfast burritos and pastries, you have to try the lunch specials, like the lasagna or the enchilada casserole. People rave over it. At Live Oak Cafe, the cakes, cookies and pastries are scrumptious. The care that goes into the food at Live Oak Cafe is what keeps people coming back. In a traffic-free location on the ocean side of Highway 1, Live Oak Cafe is at the corner of Chanticleer and Soquel Avenue. Come by or call the Live Oak Cafe at 475-7757 for lunch orders or takeout. Call 475-7757. Stop by today and say hi to Kathleen and her friendly staff at the Live Oak Cafe.
The Stagnaro family has been serving the Santa Cruz area for over a century. There's something for everyone. Fishing trips, bay cruises, whale watching, and private parties for any occasion. Whichever your choice, today's fourth generation Stagnaros will surely make your trip fun and memorable. And be sure to dine at Gilda's Stagnaro Family Restaurant before or after your ocean adventure. The restaurant is located right across the street from our ticket office on the Santa Cruz Wharf. Call Stagnaros at 427-2334 for a trip on the bay. Interphase Technologies, a local company with a worldwide market supplying boaters with forward-looking technology. Color Twin Scopes and iScan 180s have phased array technology and give you the opportunity to see a fish or bottom structure around your boat. Horizontal and vertical scanning technology gives you the opportunity to target the fish you want to catch before you've already passed over them. Interphase also provides boaters the finest chart plotters made with bright screens, fast processors, and easy-to-use functions. Interphase's forward-looking technology can be found at Johnson Hicks or online at www.interphase/tech.com. Look forward. Find Interphase.
Want to go saltwater fishing but don't have a boat? No problem. Drop on down to Capitola Boat and Bait on the Capitola Wharf or Santa Cruz Boat Rentals at the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf, where fishing is serious fun. You'll find great pier fishing with full-service tackle shops, sturdy ocean skiffs for rent, fresh and frozen baits, and up-to-the-minute fishing advice and inside tips. For more info, call Capitola Boat and Bait at 462-2208 or Santa Cruz Boat Rentals, 423-1739.
Boat and Motor Mart. Serving boaters since 1955, for over 51 years, the customer has always come first at Boat and Motor Mart. California's exclusive dealer for Osprey boats, hosting a full array of Yamaha outboards. Quiet, smooth, fuel efficient, and powerful. That's Yamaha outboards. Boat and Motor Mart is home to a new line, that's Parker Boats. Parker Boats have brought value and customer satisfaction to new levels. Check out Boat and Motor Mart's new location in South San Francisco at Oyster Point Marina. By land or sea, it's easy to find. 671 Marina Boulevard, or call 650-246-1460. That's Boat and Motor Mart, 650-246-1460. Or online at www.boatandmotormart.com.
Let's Go Fishing, the Let's Go Fishing Show. Your hosts, Mike Baxter and Alan Bushnell, every Thursday from 7:06 to 8 p.m. If you like fishing or just like listening to the show, welcome aboard. But I'll tell you what, a lot of information tonight. So if you wanted to get out there fishing tonight, we hope we were able to inform you. And again, the show every Thursday, 7:06 to 8 here on KSCO 1080, KOMY 1340. And we've been talking about it quite a bit. If you've been out there salmon fishing, some salmon are more red. Is that the right term, Alan?
I would say so.
More red or redder than the others. Anyway, why is that? And what I've found is all fish can eat krill, but salmon lack the ability to shed that red color that is in krill or small shrimp, where halibut, rockfish, lingcod, they all can eat krill, but their meat does not turn red like a salmon's. What is that red color, Alan?
Well, yeah, it's a pigment, Mike, and it's made by several kinds of algae. It's called astaxanthin, and like you say, it does accumulate in certain fish and other animals, such as flamingos. Flamingos are pink from eating the shrimp also. They also lack the ability to process or shed that that pigment, which is generated by algae. It's made by algae. The krill eat the algae. The salmon eat the krill, and they're not able to get rid of the red color.
So the common denominator between flamingos and salmon is the inability to shed, which I think is like an enzyme that other fish have, and it enables them to shed that red dye. And what we found with farm-raised salmon is they do not have the naturally occurring red-colored meat from eating the krill in the wild like wild king salmon have.
Exactly. So the manufacturers of these farm-raised salmon will actually introduce this astaxanthin to the fish's diet in order to get them looking more red and more sellable in the market.
Yeah, astaxanthin, or commonly known as red dye number 5, which you may notice is actually on the label of farm-raised fish a lot of times. So I would prefer the wild fish myself, but I don't want to get in the mix of anything. But what we do find is some are more red or less red than others, and that does have to do with diet. Now, what we've seen in the Monterey Bay a lot now, since it's been such a cold winter, and there has been quite a bit of anchovies and sardines around the bay, is these fish hold in this area, and they stay real deep, like we've talked about, and they feed on bait fish, even mackerel at times, but sardines, anchovies, which of course do not have that red dye in them, so the salmon's meat is definitely more of a tannish or pink colored rather than the ruby red color that fish that you may catch on the surface have been eating krill, and they have the redder meat, which as the northwest wind blows, as we talked about during the show, these salmon come to the surface and where there's more krill, there's more upwelling, and they begin to get a deeper, richer, red-colored meat.
They also go insane, Mike.
They do. The krill fish, for some reason, when they're eating the krill, it's like an energizing effect. They fight harder, and they're on the surface.
They're on the surface, so they have a lot more energy when you hook them up, and it's just a fantastic bite. I can think of a number of late spring days with Kenny on his old boat up by Pigeon Point just going nuts.
And there is always, of course, in the fishing world, an exception to the rule. There is a true white king that's caught usually in Canada and Alaska. It's a Chinook salmon that does naturally have milky white meat. Now, that salmon, like rockfish or halibut, does contain the enzyme needed to extract that red dye. And that's different. Those are true white king, a genetically a genetically formed salmon, how would I word it, that has the ability to shed that red dye. In any case, enough infallible logic from us. Get out there, go fishing, have fun, and if you catch one that's red or tan, who cares? Throw it on the barbecue. They are delicious. Alan, thanks for all your help.
Oh, yeah, Mike, I'm really looking forward to next week and hearing what you are going to catch this weekend.
I hope I catch something. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you have a safe weekend. Great fishing to you. Thanks for tuning in. We will be back next Thursday at 7:06.
Up to the minute news and the best in talk, AM 1080, KSCO Santa Cruz, and AM 1340, KOMY Watson.